Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Youngster, there is no way to please God other than coming to Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to be talking plenty about that during this half hour. Ezekiel, it was so good to visit you recently. And Sister Amanda and Brothers Benjamin and Joash in your household, thanks for having me. Hi, Mom. Hi, Pop. Thanks to you, too. Henry and Johan, welcome to Wee Kids. I'm glad that you're listening. And see, Johan, you heard your name on the radio, right? And it looks like pictures here. Stephanie Lynn, thank you very much for sending this school picture in. I appreciate this. And here's this cutest little picture of Sean with the American flag over his shoulder. Hi, Sean. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. So nice to have you along, too. And Maddie, you sweet little kid, I appreciate having a picture of you, too. Mom, Pop, thanks for sending this in. And greetings to brothers and sisters Paul, Noah, Denica, Emily, Rachel, and Hannah. It is so nice to be remembered by this whole family. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, the last thing a jealous king wants to hear from visitors is that they have come to worship the new king. But that's what happened, and the Bible says that old King Herod was troubled. But then he said he wanted to worship the new king too. Something wrong here? Stay tuned for more. This is Bible-based radio for little people. Wee Kids! About the wise men, also called magi, in just a few minutes during Bible time.
Mr. Nick.
Well, hey, Nikki. I was just going to ask you if you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, it was great, but now I have a runny nose.
Oh, boy. Too much Christmas candy, Nikki. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Most importantly, I hope you remembered that Christmas is to celebrate the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, and Emmanuel means God is with us.
You're absolutely right, Nikki. Praise God. That's the heart of Christmas.
And, Mr. Nick, you know that Q54 video hyperdrive Stratoblaster?
Oh, yeah. You wanted one of those, didn't you?
And I got one.
Well, good.
But it broke.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Nicky.
But it was great while it worked.
Hey, stuff breaks, though.
Yeah.
Which is why we're supposed to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who never breaks.
Jesus is the greatest Christmas present of all.
Yes, yes. Because then he grew up, loved people, helped them, and then gave his life on the cross to prove how much he loves us.
Then he rose from death.
On Resurrection Day. That's coming.
My favorite time of the year.
All right, mine too. Take care of that cold, Nicky.
I'm trying. See ya.
Bye, little guy. The Wise Men, next. Now let's get the account right from the Word of God, Matthew chapter 2, the first 12 verses. And in this Bible reading, remember, youngster, magi are wise men. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me, so that I, too, may come and worship him. After hearing the king, they went their way. And the star which they had seen in the east went on before them, until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Youngster, a good verse to remember, Matthew 2, verse 11. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Says, I want to worship him too. I wonder what they were thinking. Right, Herod? I don't think so. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. I love these accounts from the Word of God. Today's account, by the way, during Bible time, Matthew chapter 2. They just sang it. Verse 2, and our verse to remember from that chapter, verse 11. And coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gifts fit for a king. Mr. Nick here of We Kids, time now for our wonderful We Kids March. I need some March leaders here. Ezekiel. Yes, I think you can do this. Benjamin, Joash, Amanda, please follow the little leader this time around. And yes, Ezekiel, you are picked by Mr. Nick. Celina, I'm making you March leader ahead of Leah, Philip Jr., and Lathia over here. Henry, you're the March leader ahead of little Johan. That's twice now in this program you've heard your name on the air. Henry, I'm sure that you can do this. Sean, you sweet little kiddo, would you like to be March leader ahead of Mom and Dad in this family? And do you have an American flag to wave to? Any time is a good time to do that. Sarah, you're March leader here. Gabriel, you're following. And over here, Timothy of Samuel, Annalise, Gideon, Timothy, Mary Grace, Benjamin, and Malachi. Timothy, you are the March leader. You are picked. I appreciate your writing to me recently, by the way. One more. David, Rachel, Joshua, Grace, Caleb, Jedediah, Josiah, Abigail, Faith, and Hannah. And it's going to be Abigail today. Now, Mama, Papa, I need help with this, please. I'd love to go through all these names, but there is a time problem, you know. So if I've not picked a March leader, will you please pick one for me? Rules to our wonderful We Kids March. Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four, yes, the T-bone players, watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off to a flying start in this thing. Charity, no running, please. I don't mean flying. I mean, well, put the feet in time with the music, please. Left, right. Here comes Sierra. Sanjeev, nice marching. Yes, you're never too old to be marching in our wonderful We Kids March. David. Yes, you can do this too. Here comes Paul and Noah and Danica. Emily, Rachel, Hannah, and Maddie. Yes, you're doing fine in our wonderful We Kids March. Hello, Lexi. Hello, Mandy. Andrew, Peter, Michelle, nice marching in this thing. Ezekiel, you're doing just fine as March leader. I knew you could do it, young man. Even Amanda's doing this. Mom, Pop, I appreciate your participation in this likewise. Hi, Benjamin. Hi, Joash. Here comes David. And Josiah, around again. Hello, Sarah. Yes, you're doing fine in this thing. Hello, Susanna. Hello, Gabriel. Here comes Madeline and Caitlin marching through. All right, gently now, not quite so high on those knees. If you've just turned on the radio, like Yasmin, hi, dear, we're marching. Don't ask any questions. Just fall into line. This is our wonderful We Kids March. A little audience participation here and a lot of smiles. Like Nathan. Yes. What's this, the seventh time around, young man? You're an excellent marcher. Just watch out for the trombone players, please, in our wonderful We Kids March. Here comes David, Rachel, Joshua, Grace, Caleb, Jedediah, Josiah, Abigail, you're doing a fine job leading this thing. Faith and Hannah doing great, too. All the way to the end now. Let's finish strong. Oh, you kids are great marchers. And you may be seated. This is We Kids with Bible-based music and talk for little people. And some fun stuff like our march.
The off-white.
Wise men still adore him, the one born in Bethlehem. Lay your gifts before him, in your heart he'll be born again. Wise men still adore him, the one born in Bethlehem. Lay your gifts before him, in your heart. Thank you.
his kids still adore the Lord Jesus Christ, too. I hope that means you, youngster. Do you know him? Have you given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you confessed your sin? Have you turned from that? Are you a child of the King? I certainly hope so. I pray so. Adore the Lord Jesus Christ. We love him. We worship him. That's what We Kids is all about. And youngster, if you belong to God, if you've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, if he has washed the sin out of your heart and saved you from the wrath of God, the Bible says, then you're going to be worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven with me and all the other children of the King forever and ever. Talk about good, good news. Remember today's Bible time from Matthew chapter 2 and this good verse to remember, verse 11? The Bible says, after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. I love kids. And what is this? What is this? Is this my ride? What a monster! Well, let me climb up into this thing and take my seat here. How do we make this thing go? Oh, I think this thing is working. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Bye-bye now.